For the sample period, I think these are good. Today's date is 10/31/2022. Dictation is for Miss Terry Money. Money spells M-O-N-E-Y. Terry spells T-E-R-I. Date of birth is 04/01/1968. This is a 54-year-old young lady here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Money has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Is here for a follow-up for this condition and medication refill. She states that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Elsewhere. And today says she has no. And today says she has the following complaints: runny nose, pain and pressure in her left sinuses. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient endorses nasal congestion. Next line, nurses, pain and pressure in her frontal and maxillary sinuses on the right. Next paragraph, she also indicated that she, in the past, was seen by a ENT specialist who diagnosed her with nasal polyps on the left, correction, on the right. And she says she thinks that the polyps have gotten larger, and that's why she's feeling pressure in her sinuses. Say that she has an appointment to follow up with that provider. And today she's requesting some antibiotics and something for her runny nose period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a low-oriented obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 106/71. Pulse 72. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. HENT. Normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous. Edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face. Tender right maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with with grade 1 systolic murmur. This is chronic. Patient is status post bypass. And she is being seen by a cardiologist. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, mercuries or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Please go back to face and take out facial tendon to palpation. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve sutures normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2, acute sinusitis. Assessment number 3, dental abscess, dental pain. Please go back to physical exam and include oral exam. As follows, poor oral hygiene, multiple decayed tooth with gingival edema and erythema. She has a small abscess around tooth number 28, period. Next line, TMJ, good range of motion, no restrictions. Next paragraph, back to plans. Opioid use disorder. Medication refill, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen reveals positive for buprenorphine, which she takes as part of this program. All other illegal substances were normal. or negative. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. She will take one film SL TID for 30 days, number 90. Patient, open parentheses, patient again wants to continue this regimen, says that she's not ready to go to reduce our current regimen, close parentheses. Next medication, amoxicillin 8/5 mg, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.